From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson.
I'm Barbara Jean Johnson.
And I'm Kara Thomas. Here are some of the stories we're following this week. Five community meetings are being held throughout the county this month on the possibility of a four-day school week in Cook County schools. The district's goal is to hear from the community and to present information on the idea. The first two meetings were held this week on May 10th at Gunflint Lodge and May 13th at the Grand Portage Community Center. A meeting will be held at the Hovland Town Hall on May 17th and at the Birch Grove Community School the following evening, Tuesday, May 18th. The final meeting is Thursday, May 20th at ISD 166 in the Jane Manowski Conference Center. All meetings begin at 7 p.m. More information is available and may be picked up prior to the meetings at the Grand Marais Public Library or online at cookcountyschools.org or by calling the school at 387-2271, extension 606.
Grand Marais Fire Chief Ben Silence is looking for a few new firefighters. Currently, there are 19 firefighters in the Grand Marais Volunteer Fire Department, and Silence would like to hire a half dozen more as well as six more first responders. He laid out his goals at Wednesday's City Council meeting.
The optimum number is kind of tough, but I'd like to get up to 30, anticipating that we're going to lose a few people, because historically we've usually ran about 28, I think, is what we've had. The first responders would be included in that, mm-hmm. as a firefighter, basically.
Silence said he already has a number of applicants that he'll review and present to city councilors at their next meeting. Volunteer firefighting demands a commitment, according to Silence. There are physical requirements and a 96-hour training course to achieve the Firefighter 1 classification. Anyone interested in becoming a volunteer firefighter can pick up an application form at City Hall.
The Minnesota Department of Agriculture invites the public to learn more about the battle against gypsy moths in northeastern Minnesota at upcoming informational meetings in May. Meetings will be held on May 17th from 1 to 3 p.m. at Sugarloaf Cove and on May 18th from 9 to 11 a.m. at Gooseberry Falls State Park and from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Duluth Township Hall. The gypsy moth is an invasive species and a destructive tree pest. While the Minnesota Department of Agriculture has conducted successful treatments along Lake Superior, new infestations were found in 2009. The majority of those infestations, nearly 99%, were in the Arrowhead region.
Because the Minnesota primary election date has been moved to the second Tuesday in August, the 10th, filing dates have also been moved forward. The 2010 filing period begins Tuesday, May 18th and extends to Tuesday, June 1st. Seven county offices are up for election, including incumbent commissioners Janice Hall, Bob Fenwick, and Bruce Martinson. Other county offices up for election are the county attorney, currently occupied by Tim Scannell, the auditor-treasurer, held by Brady Powers, the county recorder, held by Dusty Nelms, and the sheriff, currently occupied by Mark Falk. Three Soil and Water District Supervisor seats are up, District 2, held by incumbent James Hall, District 4, David Berglund, and District 5, currently, Roger Hartdell. Filing fee is $20. Three positions on the Cook County Hospital and Care Center Board are also up for election. Incumbents are Sharon Bloomquist in District 1, Howard Abramson, District 3, and Tom Spence Sr. in District 5. The filing fee is $2. Filing is done at the Auditor-Treasurer's Office, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. weekdays. The primary dates were changed nationally to give more time for military and overseas absentee ballots to be returned. Locally, the City of Grand Marais and ISD 166 School Board does not participate in the primary. Filing dates for those offices runs from August 3rd to the 17th.
The U.S. Coast Guard is promising easier licensing options and exam dates in northern Minnesota to defuse a controversy over fish guiding license rules it began enforcing last year. On Tuesday, the agency announced its plan to offer testing for the operators of uninspected passenger vessels license in Ely, Chisholm, and International Falls as early as this summer, but so far no dates have been set. The license, also known as a six-pack, is required by the Coast Guard for operators who charge a fee, including fishing guides, for boats that carry fewer than six passengers. The U.S. Coast Guard last year announced plans to add Boundary Waters Lakes to its patrol area, which made local resort owners and outfitters in border country lakes nervous. Such a move would require additional licensing and add costs to doing business, they said. The six-pack law has been on the books for decades, but has only been enforced in Minnesota for the past year. Fishing guides complained, saying the complicated testing is suited mostly for ocean-going mariners, and Representative Jim Oberstar and Senator Amy Klobuchar have asked the Coast Guard for less onerous requirements. Lieutenant David French of the Coast Guard's regional office in Cleveland said the agency has developed two new licenses that require less rigorous testing. A new restricted license would limit fishing guides to operating on limited specific waters. French said guides who have been doing this sort of work shouldn't have a problem passing the test. Another license would limit boat operators, such as those running commercial towboats in the BWCAW, to a specific stretch of water, such as from one resort to another base camp. Guides applying for restricted or limited licenses still must pass first aid and CPR tests, physical examinations, and a drug test. Each license will cost about $600, or half that of a regular six-pack license.
U.S. Forest Service Forest Supervisor Jim Sanders lifted all campfire restrictions on the Superior National Forest on Friday. The lift in restrictions includes the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness.
The city of Grand Marais will soon have an electronic speed sign installed at the bottom of the hill as drivers enter town from the west on Highway 61. According to City Administrator Mike Roth, the sign has been ordered and will be installed in June. The flashing sign warns motorists of their speed as they approach the 30-mile-an-hour zone at the rec park entrance. The sign is similar to a mobile unit used by the Sheriff's Department, only the sign will be stationary. Event congestion ahead signs will also be used this summer to slow traffic down during the busy summer months, especially during the several festivals and fishermen's picnic. Mayor Sue Hakes says the signs are part of an overall plan to improve safety for pedestrians. The city is also adding crosswalk designations across Highway 61 and is working with the Minnesota Department of Transportation to do traffic and speed monitoring to determine if changes to the speed limit are needed. For WTIP News, I'm Kara Thomas.
I'm Jay Anderson.
And I'm Barbara Jean Johnson.